This is John Hammond. You're listening to HammondCast number 7. We're broadcasting to you today from one block from Times Square, New York City. On today's show, we're going to go back a few years into my archives and feature some music I did live with the studio drummer Bernard Purdy, the man who invented the Purdy Shuffle. And we're going to get mighty funky for you from Kimball's East Club in Emeryville, California. Also, I'm going to break out a recording from my old rock band, Hades, that we recorded in 1971. That's before some of you were born, I'm sure. This is from my new album entitled Late Rent that's available on Apple iTunes. And by the way, the HammondCast shows are available on the Apple iTunes site, as well as Podcast Alley, Podnova, and we'd like to thank Corey James from the Red Jazz podcast show, www.redjazz.com, for helping us with our broadcast and playing our music on his show. I would like to wish him good luck on his upcoming trip to Europe. He's going to be leaving soon for Europe. All right. We're going to go to a live appearance at KALX on the campus of University of California, Berkeley, just before we hit our show in Emeryville, and move along with some of the recordings I have for you today. Once again, I'm John Hammond, the organ player, not the folk singer. This is John with no H. J-O-N. Hammond, like the organ. John Hammond. I'm a member of the local 802 Musicians Union in New York City and Local 6 in San Francisco. I'm an organist, accordionist, ASCAP composer, and band leader. All right, we're going to back it down on this tune now, which is called Party is Forbidden Here. That was written about a true story, by the way. And we're going to go to the studios of KALX with Bernard and myself, and then to the live show at Kimball's East in Emeryville, California. Here we go now.
And Bernard Purdy, father of funk, the hit maker, over here on my right, he'll be kicking us hard in the ass, and I'll be playing Hammond organ tonight and covering the bass as well.
So is the organ named after you?
I wish. thank you very much. It's I'm not that old, you know.
Okay. You're not? Oh. Hey, God.
So, Bernard, I wanted to ask you, you are known as the hitmaker. You played with so many people. I swear to God, go to your record shelves right now, pull out any 5 records, he'll be on 3 of them. So what has that life been like for you, just playing? You're the man they call if they want the right beat.
Well, it's been wonderful. I'm just happy to still be alive and happy to still be able to continue to play and have a good time, because to me, music is supposed to be
But when you get called by so many different people, do you just have faith that you got your sound down, and how do you pick the projects that you've done?
No problem at all. I can pick any kind of project because the versatility that I've gotten from my teacher, from a youngster. Mm-hmm. You have to play all kinds of music. Never limit yourself to one kind of music. And for me, the world has been my playground. I enjoy what I do, but I learned my craft early. And that's what you have to do first.
Well, so tell us about that. What was that like for you? You were a kid? How old?
I started at 3.
At 3?
Yes. And by the time I was 6, I had a first toy set. By the time I was 8, 9, and 10, I was playing in the big band because my teacher was the drummer for the big band. I played in the big band during all that time and then moved on to smaller groups at 11, 12, and 13, playing gospel, playing country, playing circus music, carnival music, New Orleans, blues, jazz. And all the time, I still had to do the classical because that's where the training came from.
So what sort of pieces would you play in a classical context? Like, you're talking symphony context?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was the percussionist because what they did for me in the beginning, I don't wish this on anyone, but they wouldn't let me play drums in the beginning. I had to play trumpet. Yes. Believe me, nobody, no one wants to play trumpet. As far as I'm concerned, when you are a drummer and that's what you really want to do. But they forced me to play trumpet so I can be in the band. After almost a year and a half, almost 2 years, I couldn't do that anymore. And they said, in order for you to be in the next part of the band, you got to play another instrument because there's no room for drums. So then they gave me flute. I, to me, went from the sublime to the ridiculous. But they knew what they were doing because as a kid, I was good at playing the drums.
Okay, Bernard, don't worry. We won't have you playing trumpet or flute on this gig that we did in 1989 at Kimball's East in Emeryville, California. Let's go to the live gig and hear what Bernard does the best. Get down on the fatback drums. Friedman on the tenor saxophone. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. Leonard Friedman on tenor saxophone, ladies and gentlemen. Hear the organ song. John Hammond on the B3 organ, everybody. Mouth to feed, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
you.
Dynamite. All right, John Hammond here with podcast number 7. That was from a live gig with Bernard Purdy on the Fatback drums a few years back, 1998, when I returned from Europe in Emeryville, California. Next up, we're going to go back many, many years to 1971. This is a rock band I had with Jim Thorson, Steve Wright, and Dave Danz on the drums, and this was myself on the organ, my very first organ, which was an A100, which is similar to a B3, but it's a console model that I bought from Boss Skaggs when I was about 18 years old. And we're going to do an original composition for you that I believe Jimmy wrote. It's called My Mind's in Motion. It's a thing that we used to do with the Hades Band. We'd like to dedicate this to Steve Wright, the bass player from the band, who's now laid up in a nursing home in California, unfortunately. We hope that he'll have a speedy recovery down the road here a little bit. So this is for my old bandmates in California. Hades, here you go now. Jim Thorson on guitar. Take it, Jimmy. The organ player, son. Yeah.
All right, that was Hades from a 1971 live recording in Provo Park in Berkeley with Jim Thorson on guitar, Steve Wright on the bass, Dave Danes on the drums, and myself, John Hammond, one of my very first Hammond organs, a model A100 with two Leslie speakers with the hammer down. All right, not bad for 35 years ago recording, eh? Okie dokie, now we're going to go back to year of 1981. This is a thing I did for DTI record label, and it's a tune I wrote a long time ago called Get Back in the Groove with Frank Beiner on vocals, who unfortunately passed away. So I'd like to break this out, and I want to dedicate this to all the folks who have been suffering from the hurricane, and they're getting back in the groove, and that is the name of the tune, ladies and gentlemen. Get Back in the Groove. Here we go now, from DTI Records, 1981 recording.
This is the Money Man, Eddie Money, coming live to you on your internet right here on HammondCast. Hang out, we got a great show for you. Hey gang, this is Eddie Money with my good buddy John Hammond right here. We'll give you a little quick interview, what's going on with my life. Like Rod Stewart could tell you, or Tom Petty, or anybody from the world that's put out their greatest hits. They kind of put you out the pasture, but I've been making a lot of great new music. My daughter's been singing with me. Her name is Jessica Money. She's got a great act. She loves people like Etta James, and she's a great blues singer. She's out there on the road with me. My little guy Julian is 9. He plays great drums. He actually took drum lessons from Gary Malibur, the drummer from the Steve Miller Band, and also played with the Boss and everybody else, and also with me. My other son, Joe, was a great guitar player. He's about 15. And my other son, Desmond, who's 13, plays bass. So eventually, maybe I'm going to have another Eddie Money band going on.
Thank you, Eddie Money. We're going to take you home, folks, with a tune I did with Eddie Money a few years ago called I've Been Loving You Too Long. Like Eddie Money would say, good night from New York. We love you. This is John Hammond with HammondCast number 6. Taking you home with Eddie Money doing I've Been Loving You Too Long. Here we go now.
Next year.
I've been loving you too long. And I can't stop now.
Thank you very much, everybody. This is John Hammond reminding you, you've been listening to Hammond Cast. This is Hammond Cast number 7. I want to thank Ryan and Derek and everybody over at CD Baby and the Host Baby team for helping keep me on the internet. It's fantastic to be coming to you via the World Wide Web. I want to take you home with a little bit of my own guitar playing. I'm primarily an organ player, accordion player, member of Local 802 Musicians Union, Local 6, from New York and San Francisco, respectively. But I play some guitar, too. So I'm going to pick a little bit of guitar on my tune here for you. Take you home. I'd like to remind you to go to my internet site, www.johnhammondband.com, with no H in the John. I'm not the singer. I'm the player. Catch you later, everybody. Good night now.